Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Hey, thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, where we bring you the best in money information every single day. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. If you'd like to get on board, the call is free. You know that, and the advice is priceless. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Just simply click on the Ask Ray button. Glad to have you on board. A really big show today. Jim Stewart's in the house. Jim, I know you've worked really hard on preparing me for this show. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, it doesn't get any better over this last weekend.
Yeah?
You know, no work on the house.
You didn't do any work around the house. No honeydew chores.
No, any of that. I got a new puppy.
You got your puppy. Good for you.
Got my puppy, and the tequila was flown, and everything was just great.
Oh, puppies and tequila.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to talk today about the Bulls and the Bears and the Charlatans. I got my email in this morning from Ben Carlson. This is great stuff because so many people rely on the guru's predictions. And he writes a little bit about that. And David Stockman. Remember David Stockman from the OMB under President Ronald Reagan? He's making some predictions. I guess you could throw him into that guru category. We'll have Lynn Rowe coming on in a little bit as well, talking about long-term health care and a few other things. But I start today with this. I didn't win the $447 million Powerball. Go figure. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Wow. You know, we talked about these individuals that win a boatload of money and then they're bankrupt in like 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's really tragic. I chuckle because I'm thinking to myself, this guy wins $447 million. He buys his ticket at a Marietta liquor and deli store in Menifee, California, which is about an hour drive from here, maybe an hour and 10-minute drive from where I'm sitting right now. Doggone it. I don't frequent liquor stores like you, Mr. Stewart, but every time I ever get into one, I'm going to buy at least put a buck in a lottery ticket.
See, he follows your advice. He always stays invested. He always buys a lottery ticket. He doesn't try to time it.
The chances of him winning were like 1 in 300 million. Don't try it, folks. Those are your odds, whether you buy one ticket or 100 tickets. 1 in 300 million. And God bless him. He hasn't come forward yet, I don't think. But a fellow by the name of Matthew Albear actually sold him the ticket. And God bless him. He's going to get $1 million out of the deal. I guess the store that sells the ticket gets a cool seven-figure number. You know, think about that for a minute. You own a liquor store. How much money can you make running a liquor store? You probably got to be there 20 hours out of the 24 hours each day watching, you know, the cashiers and so forth. So it's not, you know, one for you, one for me, one for you, two for me. I can't even imagine it. And this guy gets to put $1 million in the bank. God bless him. Now, net, I think they're only going to put $279.1 million of gross in their pocket if they take the lump sum, which I would, certainly, because otherwise it's an annuitized payment, which is probably a better thing for them to do because they'll more than likely blow the money. But, man, I think about what I could do with even half, because you're going to pay a boatload of tax. This guy's in California. It's like a 13% state tax and a 39.6% federal tax. I mean, he's praying that he doesn't take the money until the Donald Trump lower tax rates come in, because even a nickel reduction in rates, 39.6 to 35%, call it, is a lot of money. I mean, you're talking about a couple hundred million dollars. Capiche?
Yeah. Interesting question. What happens if you take the lifetime payout? Could you hypothecate part of that if you really needed the money?
Well, I suspect so. Hypothecate is a big fancy word for can you borrow against it. All right, Jim's, you know, pulling out his old CFP manual and saying, let me see if I can come up with a really, really wise word.
That's a
$5 term.
Oh, that's
more than 25 cents. Okay. Hypothecate, write that one down. That's hyperbole at its best. Anyway, he'll have to pay tax on the $279.1 million. And I hope that the guy does have some kind of a strategy, because people will come out of the woodwork. I was reading about how the Knights of Columbus were hoping that the ticket holder lived in their community and went to the church because they need to build a new church. I mean, these guys are holding mass every morning praying. This guy's a parishioner. What can I say? I wish he was for our church as well. We had a big fundraiser last week, I guess it was. Yeah. And I think we raised like $100,000. I brought in my friend Kevin Viner, the great magician, whom I'll have on this program at some point. The guy's just fantastic. But God bless these people. That's fantastic. I hope that he keeps the money in the community, or a lot of it, because the community could use it, from what I understand. While I've never been to Menifee, I've driven through it, around it, by it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let's move on. David Stockman. He happens to be one of these gurus, and if he's right, you might want to hunker down. Now, you know me. I don't make those predictions, and I don't tell you to do that. What I say is hunker down with your strategy first, and then whatever happens to the market happens to the market. But that's just me. I am not the macroeconomist that David Stockman is. But he says this, quote, "This is one of the most dangerous market environments we've ever been in, ever." I made up the last ever. "It's the calm before a gigantic, horrendous storm that I don't think is too far down the road." Wow. This is he's talking now about James Comey and Donald Trump, you know, with the Russian influence of the investigation, which I believe is a bunch of baloney. But then again, that's me. But he says, quote, "It's a huge nothing burger." Do you steal that from Hillary? "But don't take comfort from that. You get worried about that because the system is determined to unseat Donald Trump." I don't know if it's the system, but certainly the Democratic Party and the resist movement is. And he calls the latest drama on Capitol Hill a huge distraction from the real problems that are facing the economy. Quote, "If the Senate can involve itself in something this groundless, it's just more hysteria about Russiagate, for which there is no evidence. If they can bog themselves down in this, then we have a dysfunctional, ungovernable situation in Washington," he said, noting there are just 7 weeks until lawmakers go home for the August recess. Stockman goes on to contend that it's unlikely tax reform and an infrastructure package will become a reality in this environment, two business-friendly policies seen as a huge benefit to Wall Street. In fact, he warns the country could see a government shutdown in a matter of months. A scenario like that could wipe out all of the stock market gains since the election and more. Stockman believes the S&P could easily fall to 1,600, about a 34% drop from current levels. Of course, he's also made similar calls like this in the past, but they haven't materialized. And that brings me to my next point. William Bernstein wrote this. The reason that guru is such a popular word is because charlatan is so hard to spell. The word charlatan, by the way, is supposedly derived from the Italian word cialare, which means to babble, which sometimes I'm engaged in a little bit of cialare, if you know what I mean. But he was reading a headline that just appeared. Quote, Jim Rogers expects the worst crash in our lifetime. Now, Jim Rogers has done very, very well. He started a company with George Soros, became like a billionaire, retired at age 30, traveled the world. I think he lives in Singapore now. I've been on a couple of programs with him in years past. And obviously, the guy is a smart dude. But he went back and chronicled some of the other things Mr. Rogers has said. In 2011, quote, 100% chance of crisis, worse than 2008. That didn't materialize. 2012, it's going to get really bad after the next election. Nope. 2013, you better run for the hills. Wrong again. 2014, sell everything and run for your lives. 2015, we're overdue for a stock market crash. 2016, $68 trillion biblical crash dead ahead. And then 2017, the bottom line, legendary investor Jim Rogers expects the worst crash in our lifetime. Whether it's Stockman, whether it's Rogers, whether it's me or anybody else, if you focus on strategy, you shouldn't care about the headlines. We'll be back.
Introducing your toddler to solid foods is an exciting milestone, but it also comes with many questions. As many moms struggle with all the possible options and various opinions, registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez-Klinger has tips based on the latest research.
When selecting a first food, mom should focus on three qualities. Nutrient density. These are foods that are low in sugar and rich in multiple nutrients. Texture consistency. A variety of soft and smooth textures are best. And flavor profile. Foods that have low to moderate sweet and salty flavor to avoid early preferences for sweet foods.
Sylvia recommends fresh avocados as an ideal first food for toddlers.
Soft, neutrally flavored, and nutrient-rich, avocados appear to be one of the most ideal first foods available. The naturally good fats are known to be important for a toddler's normal growth and development of the central nervous system and brain.
Remember to check with your pediatrician before introducing new foods. For more information, including toddler food recipes with avocado, visit loveonetoday.com. Spokesperson is a paid expert on behalf of Love One Today.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
If you can't get enough of my love, stick around because I've got a lot more just ahead to help you make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number, emails at raylucia.com. Started out the program talking about many of the gurus, and I've discussed this several times in the past. And, you know, we're so influenced every single day. I think I read over the weekend that we spend 4 hours a day on this little thing we call our cell phone now.
No!
4 hours a day. And I was with one of my grandkids, and she was, you know, on her cell phone, and of course she's texting, I don't know, her mommy and her daddy and her friends, and she's getting Instagrams, whatever. I don't even have Instagram. I don't know. But she said, well, don't you do the same thing? And I said, yep, I really do. I'm all over the thing and all night long. This is how I do my show prep while I'm, you know, I'm watching the news and, you know, looking at my phone. And every time it just popped up, look, another email just came up while I was sitting here. I get them all day long, and you do too. So the question is, if that's the case, we are so involved in the news today, and I'm going to focus on the financial news, that it's got the tendency to cause us to overreact. So when these gurus come out of the woodwork and say, oh, the market's going to crash, the market's going to fall, you know, some 30, some odd 36% because David Stockman says so or Jim Rogers says so. I mean, these are well-respected people, well-respected people. I mean, I have followed Rogers for years. I've debated him on a few TV shows in the past. And he's a smart man, believe me. He is a very, very, very smart guy. He's the guy that wears the bow tie, you know, little skinny guy that got the motorcycle and ran around town and all that, and moved to Singapore, I think, because he wanted to raise his kids in a more sane place than the United States. I don't get that, but, you know, I don't know if he still lives there or not. I know that he got thrown off one of the shows that I frequented because he got mad at the makeup girl or something, but then I saw him back on like 5 years later. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. He's a really, really smart guy, made a lot of money with Soros and his quantum fund and all that stuff. And he has consistently come out, you know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Meanwhile, the sky's gotten three times bigger while he's been predicting the end of the world. Now, I have always taken the position that it's gonna happen, we just don't know when. And when it does happen, on average, the market drops 42%. And if that is indeed the case, then I would suggest to you that perhaps cash can be your friend. If you have the ability to get your hands on cash, and this is where the double duty on your dollars thing works out. Someone that knows a lot about double duty is Lynn Rowe. She's a certified financial planner, and she has spent most of her adult life helping people with those kinds of choices. You know, it can't be, Lynn, an either or an or, because then you're guaranteed to be wrong 50% of the time, 60% of the time, 90% of the time. But you can be right 100% of the time if you have a strategy in place that gives you the flexibility to take advantage of these down years. You've talked many, many times about utilizing insurance products that give you safety, guaranteed money, et cetera, where you have access to the cash that you invest so that you can redeploy that money. Like after the stock market crashes 50%, yeah, it may go down another 10%, but the ride back is a heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ray, gosh, you brought up so many good points. I'm still trying to catch up with you. I mean, this whole thing with phones, I mean, we've become adrenaline junkies. You know, it just gets us all spiked up.
Is that why you make
email me and text me? I text you 65 times a day.
All the time with this, that, and the other thing. I mean, what did you say as you came in? You know, so-and-so, I won't talk about
it. And I didn't text that one.
Yeah, you just said it. But I had already received that text from my news service.
Yeah, but I had already said that a couple years ago. But anyway, we digress. Here's the point. Well, you know, we talk about diversity a lot, too. That's in the news these days. Well, diversity in your portfolio is critical. You do need to have those safety dollars. I mean, in the olden days, as Ray will tell you, the pensions that we used to get from our employer were funded through what? Insurance products. Because the employers understood that they could rely on the insurance company to provide that pension income. And we used to have what we called guaranteed insurance contracts in the 401ks. Don't have those so much anymore, but those were a guarantee of some form of return and some basis for your portfolio. Well, you can do the same thing in your portfolio as an individual. You can do the same thing as a retiree. You undergird your portfolio with insurance products that will, in fact, give you that safety cushion. And meanwhile, you've got other discretionary dollars that are kind of in, you know, the portfolios that Ray has talked about with, you know, moderate allocations. And then you can get into discretionary investing. But you got to, and you got to have the cash. The cash is critical. So you have to have that diversity in your portfolio.
See, what I love about the stuff that you do and others that appear on this program is the fact that, that you're not committed to one strategy or the other.
Mm-mm.
It's to
what's
an overall
for the client.
Diversified
yeah.
strategy.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, there are different ways. I don't hate to say skin the cat. My wife gets mad at me when I say that.
Yeah, don't do that around me.
There are
either.
Different approaches that you can use in managing your retirement plan money. And the one I mentioned a few minutes ago is the fact that if you have an asset that you can put money into, that is liquid enough, that's fluid enough, whereby you can get your hands on the money on a tax-favored basis, even the gain on a tax-favored basis to redeploy, even though that account may only be earning you 3 or 4% or 2% or whatever the number is, if the market does crash, we know that there's a violent reaction to the upside that's just as violent as the reaction was on the downside.
Yeah.
And if you can get in after the market does suffer, I mean, maybe you make a 30 or a 40% downside risk, the buy-in opportunity, then you go to this liquid account, yank some money out and invest. It's a way for you to recover more quickly because we know ultimately you're going to recover. It just may take, you know, a year, 2 years. Usually you're back to even within 2 or 3 years. Maybe it's 5 to 7, 8 years. If you have a really horrific crash with the NASDAQ, it was like 15 years, but it did come back, and now the NASDAQ's at record highs. So talk about that.
Well, Ray, you know, you brought up this whole triple duty dollars thing. I want to talk about that. Well, you said double duty. I call it triple duty, where we can redeploy some of that cash to do three different things.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, can you talk about the triple duty?
Yes.
Because I have to go do my... No, I'm not. All this
Butter
duty bean. Talk.
Yes. All
right. Back with Lynn Rowe. I don't know what the third one is, but I'm going to find out just when you do. Triple duty dollars is next. right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Emails coming up too in a bit. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be right back.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Staples knows that when your two-person office now houses a staff of 12, it's time. When you go from being a mom-and-pop to a mom-and-pop and sons and company, it's time. When you need to move a 15-person office in one day, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything your business needs to pack it and move it at great prices. And right now, buy two, get one free on all bubble rolls. Staples, it's pro time. N61017, while supplies last.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
She's guaranteed to blow your mind. Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. Lynn, I was reading over the weekend and early this morning from Doug Cass and John Moulton. Really amazing stuff. Big economists. You know, these guys are pretty highbrow dudes. And they were talking a little bit about this whole indexing craze. And the fact that so much money with ETFs and mutual funds have flowed into passive investing, that really cash may be your very best friend, because when everybody starts to sell, all of the indexes got to sell along with them, and there aren't going to be as many buyers on the other side, which should exacerbate the decline.
Yep.
And those money managers that are on the other side of the trade can scoop in and take a lot of money. Invest a lot of money at, you know, after 50 or 60% potential declines. Before the break, we were talking about ways that you could have your cake and eat it too.
Yes, you
talked about triple duty.
Triple duty dollars.
I know about the double duty. Tell me the triple duty. Why don't you give them
I'll give them the whole scoop.
The trifecta, if you will.
Yeah. So Ray's talked about this so many times. One of the chief problems, one of the real scary things in the 6 o'clock of somebody who's about to retire or who is retired is, what if I get sick enough to need care? What if my spouse needs care? How much is that going to cost us? How long is it going to go on? What are we going to do? You know, those are the kinds of things that we need to think about when, you know, you're not in the middle of the fire. You do the fire drill. So we're doing the fire drill, and we're looking at how can we make the money work the hardest. Well, if you've got cash on the sidelines that Ray's talking about, and it's a lot of cash, we can redeploy some of that cash. We can get it out of the sad 0.00 pitiful rate of return. We can move it over into something that, if you do need that care, if you do get sick, then you have the ability to have someone pay for your care more than you put in. Generally speaking, 3 to 4 times what you put in is available to pay for that care. But what if you never use it? What if you're one of the fortunate people that comes home, gets in the easy chair, goes to sleep, doesn't wake up? Okay, well, then what happens to that money? It doesn't just come back to the family. It comes back to the family 50, 100% more than you put in, which is a godsend to the family at that point.
And that's all tax-free.
And that's all tax-free, yes, sir. Now, here's the other thing. What if along the way you discover, like I did recently, oh my gosh, the roof is how many years old? Or your kids call you up and say, we're both out of work?
That never happens.
Yeah, never happens. Well, those are the kinds of things, those are the unforeseens. And when you need that money, can you go back to where the money that you redeployed, if everything else is pretty much tied up, like we've taken advantage of a downturn in the market and redeployed some of that cash there, and now you're thinking, well, gosh, it's all kind of tied up in a way. Where can I get some money quick? Well, you can reach back in there and take it back out and do some things, or a portion of it back out and do some of those things.
So let's count. So the first one was, if you need the money for care, it turns into a triple or a quadruple the amount.
Yes, sir.
The second one is when you die, if you didn't spend the money on care, it turns into a double or somewhere around that, all tax-free. And the third one is, if there's an emergency or an opportunity, you can get your hands on the cash.
Exactly.
Now, you can take some of your bond money.
That's,
I mean, obviously,
another,
if you've got money sitting in bonds and you're worried about interest rates going up and the value of your bonds going down, what's the trade-off here? Not that much. Bond yields are not that exciting. We see 10-year treasuries at about 2%. You got to pay, you know, at least some federal tax on that 2%. So what do you net? 1.5%. So for 1.5%, you can have all of these other benefits for, can I say free? It's kind of free.
Yeah. Well, 1.5% on a portion of the portfolio, not the entire portfolio.
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's a minuscule cost to get so much benefit. And the triple duty dollars effect is an opportunity that's a, I can't tell you how wonderful it is.
Now, I got an email, I guess a couple days ago now, from a woman that you have spoken to who runs a company that helps the elderly. And she wrote about her experiences as a caregiver. And I was reading the book. I didn't get through it because I was reading on my phone for 4 hours, which is really hard to do. But, you know, I was lying in bed, and I had an instance last night where my father, my almost 92-year-old father with his dementia, really, really, really had a rough night.
Oh, dear.
And his caregiver called me at 11:30. And so by the time I talked him off the ledge and talked her off the ledge, I didn't have to go over there, thankfully. But at midnight, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go back and start reading more. And I stayed up till 2 or 3 in the morning reading this because it was fascinating stuff. And she was telling her story about how, you know, she was very successful in business and she quit her job. She had to take care of her mom and so on and so forth. And she was actually talking about the blessing involved in all of that. But financially and economically speaking, very, very tough. Now, first thing you said to me when you sat down today is you had had a conversation with a caregiver yourself.
Yeah, I have a client who's a caregiver. I met with her for breakfast on Saturday, and she proceeded to tell me about, you know, the lady that she had worked for and how she was still grieving, and she's not even a family member. Can you imagine how hard it is?
Did the woman die then?
The woman passed.
Okay, so
the family was so totally indebted to her in their own minds, even though she'd been paid, they sent her on a trip to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, so she's leaving today to go to Hawaii. And she's kind of okay about it, but she's feeling like she misses the lady.
Well, I mean,
my brother had the same issue with his two caregivers. The two guys became friends. They weren't just somebody there. They were somebody that he had a camaraderie with. He had a relationship with. And so when you talk about having a caregiver come in and worry about, well, you know, it's a total stranger, they won't be a total stranger for long.
You know, I was so grateful and thankful last night because there it is, 11:30, 11:45. And under normal circumstances, you would have to get up, put your clothes on, drive to where we have to drive, stay up through the night until you can get them to go to bed and all that. But, you know, I spent 15 minutes talking to my dad, and he finally said, and unfortunately you have to tell stories that may or may not be true because there's a narrative going on in their mind.
Yes, you have to be where they are and go with
that.
Right,
and so I said, well, you know, I'll take care of it, because he's saying I'm going to go to jail, and he's flashing back to when he was in the military.
Aww.
And all this stuff. And it's just so, so draining and sad.
Yes.
And all that. And when I hung up, my wife, of course, woke up, and she was talking to him, too, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said, thank God for young Erica.
Yeah.
She spends the weekends with him, and her mom actually lives during the week. Because my poor sister is leaving for Cabo today, who really takes care of him on an almost daily basis.
So
in addition
to that,
she's
needing that vacation,
too. Oh, she definitely needs the vacation.
Yeah. Yep.
So in either event, folks, I just want you to know that there are things that you can do, and it could be as simple as just transferring money from your left pocket into your right pocket. The money's still there. You can still use it. It'll still earn interest. That interest will be way more than you're getting in the bank. But the insurance company that earns, let's say, 4% or 3% on that money instead of 1.5%, takes that extra interest and uses it to provide these benefits.
Yes.
It is a no-lose proposition. And the one thing I will say is if you can do this before mom and dad have the problem.
Please.
Or
yes.
Before you have the problem. Spare your kids the aggravation and the grief of having to take care of you at 12:30, midnight, drive to your house, deal with this. Oh, it's just, for those that have not experienced it, and I can tell you, I've been talking about this for 30 years.
Yeah.
But until you experience it firsthand, it's very, very hard to imagine.
Yeah.
And thankfully, it was my wife and you that helped me decide about 10 years ago now to purchase long-term health care. And I know for a fact that if something happens to her, I've got, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month coming in. Something happens to me, she's got the same. And so we can spend the quality time. But if I had to spend quantity time
on
this...
You lose the quality.
You lose the quality.
That's
folks,
right.
Do this. Go to Lynn's website, iwantmyltc.net. 877-270-3127 is her phone number. Again, iwantmyltc.net. One of the most important decisions, financial decisions, you will ever make for you and your family. Lynn, thank you mucho.
Thank you,
Talk to you again soon. Text me, okay?
I'll text you.
All right. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Staples knows that when your two-person office now houses a staff of 12, it's time. When you go from being a mom and pop to a mom and pop and sons and company, it's time. When you need to move a 15-person office in one day, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything your business needs to pack it and move it at great prices. And right now, buy two, get one free on all bubble rolls. Staples, it's pro time. N61017 while supplies last.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's what they call me. Adam West, I guess, died. I used to love that Batman series, man. I just thought that was the coolest thing. Prayers to his family. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program, 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com, raylucia.com. A special thank you to Lynn Rowe, our certified financial planner that joins us each week here on the Ray program, talking about really triple duty on your dollars. You want to learn about that, give her a buzz, 877-270-3127, or iwantmyltc.net. All right, James Stewart, we've got some emails in. Should we go to them straight away?
Hey, that sounds like a great idea.
All right, well, I saw there were a couple of typos. Hopefully you corrected them.
Oh, we never. If there aren't any, I make some, and if there are some, I don't correct them. I mean, that makes it human, you know.
Okay, well, hit it, boys. Oh, yeah. It's amazing when you take, you know, like blind and cold emails. The punctuation is very interesting. The spelling sometimes is very interesting, et cetera, et cetera. Thomas asks the first question. I had an unusually high income last year and paid a big tax. I will have a lower income this year. How do I guess my estimated payments since I can't rely on the exemptions? Well, Thomas, I think you're talking about the safe harbor exemptions, and you can rely on them. But let me just explain how the world turns on this. So if you owed a bunch of money last year, then you're going to get some kind of a statement from your accountant that takes whatever you paid in taxes, divide it by 4, and then you're supposed to make quarterly estimated tax payments or withhold at least 90% of that number, whatever that number is. Now, there is another safe harbor, though, to protect against this, because some people make a lot of money one year and make not so much money the next year. So If you don't want to withhold 90% of what you actually paid last year and then get a big refund come April of 2018, you can estimate what your income's going to be in 2017. And by the time December 31st rolls around, make sure that you have 100% of what you owe. Now, if you have a salary, for example, you know what your income's going to be. You have a pretty good idea what your write-offs are going to be, and you can very easily, with an accountant's help, calculate what your tax liability is likely to be. The 100% number works if you make less than $150,000. If you make more than $150,000, the requirement is 110%. But that's still probably way less than the 90% of what you earned in the year before, the big number. So there are two safe harbor exemptions, and for you, you can rely on one. Now, one quickie here is if you really can't estimate it, maybe you're a salesperson or whatever, but you have a pretty good idea it's going to be lower, then what you can do in November or December of this year is go to your HR department and figure out with your accountant what your total liability is going to be and have it taken out of your paycheck. You might have to give up a whole paycheck, but that might be better for you than waiting, because the way the government does this is they say you're supposed to make these payments prospectively on at least a quarterly basis, unless it comes out of a paycheck. If it comes out of your paycheck, it is presumed to have been a prospective payment. So even if you took all of your tax money that was owed in December, you would not be penalized for not making a prospective payment. A whole mouthful there. Did I miss anything there, James?
Another 25-cent word in there, though.
Prospective?
Yes.
Well, for you, it's a 25-cent word. Okay. For me, it's a $5 word. D is next up. I hear there are special rules from borrowing from my 401k. Please explain. The rules are as follows. You can borrow up to 50% of your vested interest, your account balance, essentially. So if you have $50,000 in your 401k, and this is a key, and the company plan allows for borrowing. Some plans don't. Most big companies do. But if the plan allows for borrowing, you can borrow 50% of your vested interest. Now, there is a payment schedule. Oh, by the way, up to a maximum of $50,000. So if you have $300,000, you can't borrow $150,000. If you have $300,000, you can borrow $50,000. If you have $50,000, you can borrow $25,000. But you must pay it back in fully amortized payments over a five-year period. Usually it's monthly, but it has to be at least quarterly. And typically the company is going to take the money out of your paycheck. If you can't afford to pay it back, then I would suggest you quit making contributions, and instead of making contributions, pay it back. Because if you default on that loan, the company's going to cut you a 1099, and if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you'll pay federal tax, state tax, if they're in a state that charges an income tax, a federal penalty, and a state penalty. So it's fully amortized payments at a fair market interest rate. The fair market interest rate today is probably around 4%, somewhere in that ballpark. There are also fees assessed on drafting the loans and all that. Got to be careful about those. Nickel and dime costs to borrowing the money. Now, there's a whole lot of people that are totally anti-borrowing money out of your 401k plan. I am not totally anti. I'm almost somewhat anti. And the reason is exactly what I just mentioned with Lynn Rowe. Let's say the market crashed and you're in a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, and you can liquidate some of your bonds and buy stocks. You've got cash flow, but you don't have a lump sum. And you like the idea of growing some money in a taxable account, because long-term capital gains taxes are much lower than your ordinary income taxes. Well, there's liquidity in a 401k. There's also liquidity in reverse mortgages if you don't want to take money from your 401k. So there are other options. Also, you can use your 401k money as a down payment on a home and get into the housing market. So to say never, ever, ever borrow, I think is a mistake. Borrow judiciously, understand what the rules are, make sure you have the cash flow to pay it back over 5 years at fair market interest rates, and don't exceed the 50% and you'll be fine, D. I'm out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. Thank you.